Entertainment today with a dash of the Business Breakfast and also our very Australian coach, Nick Hando, who's talking dragon boating today. Now, you've won a few of these events, haven't you? When you were down in Hong Kong, you kind of, you know, were the top dog at one point.
Yeah, I suppose you could call it that. Back in 96, I started a team called the Bondi Diggers. So another Antipodean name. Yeah. And we managed to be lucky enough again. A lot of Aussies and Kiwis in that team. We won from 96 right through till 2001.
Right, so you're pretty unbeatable back then.
Yeah, yeah, and then I left. And then two of my diggers actually got killed in the Bali bombs.
Oh,
and a couple of guys in Hong Kong asked if they could resurrect the digger's name, and they did it in 2003. Mm-hmm. And that was the last time the Bondi Diggers raced, and they won. So that was good. And then I came here in 2008 and saw some dragon boat paddles, and I asked about it, and they said, "Oh, well, there's an event coming up." So I put a team together, and we've done pretty well since, haven't we, Brandon?
So is it big in Dubai? Are a lot of
bigger than you would think.
Yeah.
Much bigger than you would think. There are what, 10 or 11 different boats here. How many are there?
Yeah, there's a lot of there's about 15, I suppose, competitive teams, and then there's a lot of corporate teams. The Dubai Dragon Boat Association with Jason McKenzie, as again I said, there's affiliated here in Dubai, and they're in Abu Dhabi, Dubai, I think, and then some other Emirates, and he's done a fantastic job with that, which enables the sport to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Kids, university teams, the corporate teams get in, and they just had it on Festival City. However, it was on one of the days that the Sheikh passed, so it was a quiet event than it could have been.
Mm-hmm.
But it's you know, one of the fastest growing sports in the world, and hopefully a lot more people in Dubai. You know, it's a great way to get healthy.
Yeah, yeah.
Active.
What about gear? What do you need? I mean, Brandy's bought the paddle in here, but
Brandy wears her bikinis the first time. I said, Brandy, you should put some shorts on, you know.
All right.
It's the only reason they took me on the team. Very little equipment, actually. I mean, you paddle in bare feet for starters, so it's not like you need any fancy footwear or anything. I've just been presented with a new paddle by Nick, and which is great. But that's kind of it. I mean, other than that, you're sort of just wearing board shorts, anything you don't mind getting wet. You know, sort of a sleeveless t-shirt.
Yeah,
not a lot.
Yeah, and so you just turn up at one of these kind of training sessions.
Yeah, there's some boats and teams out of the out near Barassi, and there's some other teams. The diggers are at Jumeirah Beach Hotel.
Yeah,
and they've all got websites, and everyone's welcome.
Yeah,
and
what's your website?
Dubai/diggers.com.
Dubai-diggers.com.
Okay. And all the info's on there if you want to get
all involved. All the info's on there.
Yeah. And seems to me like it's a worldwide thing now. And I mean, do you ever see this getting into, you know, Olympic Games or, you know?
I think they tried last time when China was in.
Yeah?
It was a demonstration sport up there.
Okay.
It's pretty big participation. So for it to rip in the, I don't know the ins and outs of between the Canoeing Federation and that, but this event in Macau will see some unbelievable kayakers and paddlers and outrigging guys from Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Germany. They're coming from everywhere.
Is it very much different than doing canoeing and another kind of, you know, boat sports? Is this a different feeling?
It's a bit. It's you paddle on one side, so there's 20 in a boat.
Yeah,
it's like a big long canoe, as Brandy said.
Yeah, technically it is a big long canoe. You're facing forward and you're only paddling sort of on one side. It's not like you're paddling two arms at one time.
Right, right. So a different technique then, obviously.
I'm on the left. I'm a bit worried about ending up lopsided.
Yeah.
We'll move her on the right sometimes to balance things.
You ever fell off, Brandy?
No, never fallen in. Not yet.
Not when you're getting on the boat or getting off it.
Not yet. No. Fingers crossed.
we almost sunk the other day because sometimes when there's a bit of waves and swell, we take the boat out and have a bit of fun.
Yeah, okay.
Shouldn't be saying that. It might hurt the boat.
It must be beautiful, though, you know, going around the Burj. I mean, you know, the sights there. And you know,
it is.
Must
we've
be
seen
very
turtles.
Therapeutic, yeah.
We've seen turtles and dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good workout.
Yeah.
And then hopefully all Saturday we'll relax and have a nice...
There are worse places you could be training for a sport. I mean, it's not exactly a hardship to be up on a Saturday morning having a paddle around sort of the Burj Al Arab, sometimes on a weekday evening, you know, sort of paddling off Barasti out there, the sun's going down. I mean, it's, you know, life could be a lot worse.
And paddling into, as Nick said there, you know, into the hotel, and nice and relaxed evening after it, isn't it? Yeah, amazing, really. But... When are you going to be heading off then to Macau? What's the time scale
we,
on that?
We leave on the 26th of July. So it's a 5-day event in Macau.
Yeah.
Then a few relaxation days in Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. There's a few of the team members you got. So at the moment, we're looking for some support.
Yeah.
From any corporate companies out there that want to contact us. But it's good having like 30 people in a team because there's all different walks of life.
What kind of professions are in your boat, Brandy? You know, I mean, we've got the business breakfast presenter.
Oh, we've got
what else have we got?
Our resident radio host. We've got lawyers, pilots, physios from Dubai, physiotherapy, I think.
Conveniently, we've got one of the guys who runs one of the boot camp companies here, so he's keeping us all in shape as well.
Guillaume from Ignite. We've got a DJ from Desert Collective.
Okay.
Some of the talent partners guys. There's QSs, some project manager guys, some guys that do eco housing.
All the rest of them are down at 6 o'clock, sort of a couple of weekday mornings having a train. I mean, unfortunately, I've got this pesky day job that involves, you know, getting
out. It gets in the way a little bit, that, doesn't it?
Totally, Mark. So,
so when do you do your training then?
On the weekends and starting up in the evenings as well.
Okay. She will be starting up in the evenings.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
She's being bullied into the evenings.
I was just saying, is Brandy up to speed yet?
Yeah, she's
up to par?
She competed in her first competition in...
Done one of these, have you?
We've had some fun recently, and we had a day down in Abu Dhabi that was fundraisers as well. Nick's being very nice about me because I am sitting with a very large wooden paddle that if he's not, things could get nasty.
Oh, thank you.
I think that would be a rather nice way to raise funds would be sign paddles from Brandy Scott. You know, I think they'd be queuing up down the Shadeside Road for those, wouldn't they?
Well, especially if it's pink.
Not sure about the sign paddle, but I will be happily sort of grilling people sausages on Saturday from lunchtime for anyone who does want to come down and join us. I mean, Mark, I would expect to see you and the kids.
Actually, Brandy was in the office almost press-ganging people to go down. You know, what do you mean you've got plans? Cancel them. You know, you've got to come to this event. She's been very vocal about the fact that the majority of the Arabian Radio Network have got to be down there.
How better on the beach in front of the Mina Salam Hotel there?
Absolutely. Just coming back to kind of the acquaintances that you make in this sport. Sounds like you've made lifelong friends. You know, you talk a lot about when you was in Hong Kong and, you know, people that sadly are no longer with us, but you've made lifelong acquaintances, you know.
Yeah, it's great to evolve with a sport that takes, I suppose, expats all around the world. And when I went back to Australia, I joined a local team there, the Brisbane team. And then you get when there's events on around the world, you hear the ex-diggers and there's text messages and emails at what competitions they were in. Mm. And, you know, the diggers have been a pretty well-known name in Hong Kong. And again, now we're the diggers, in diggers tradition, we've kept it up here in Dubai. So, yeah, lifelong friends and watching people have kids and grow. And now it's my turn. I started when I was very... very young in Hong Kong. Not to say that I'm old. But.
is there a story behind Diggers, the name? Or is
it? Look, we left the ANZAC Association, which was the Australian New Zealand team in Hong Kong, and it just wasn't working. So a mate of mine from also Perth, and I'm from Brizzy, he actually went to the Bondi Diggers in Sydney. So it was an old bathing house, and he came back and said, "Mate, I've got the name for the team."
And that was it, wasn't it?
The Bondi Diggers.
The Bondi Diggers.
And that was it. It stuck, and you know, the Diggers is there, and we've got a great logo.
Unsurprisingly looking somewhat like a dragon.
nothing like Anne, of course, from The Weakest Link. that's the story behind the name then.
That's the story behind the name.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, I think you're going to have loads of fun. You must be really looking for it. And has kind of the boxing been put on the back burner down?
Boxing's coming back up in the summer to do it outside. There's something about doing it in the heat that's brilliant. But no, this is my sport of choice at the moment. I have to admit, this is the first time I've actually ever been involved in a team. I've never been a team sport person.
That
may come as a bit of a shock, Mark.
It was just knocking people out one-on-one.
Don't generally work and play well with others, but I had a friend who suggested that it might do me personality wise as well as physically some
they're
good.
They're a team, but they do it my way.
and it has been great.
It looks like you've really enjoyed it, like it's, you know, opened up a new facet of your life, Brandy.
Yeah, I have. It is learning to sort of work well with others. I mean, I discovered sort of the first couple of days when I was making a lot of sort of self-depreciating comments, you know, oh, I'm not very good, da-da-da-da-da, that, you know, you're working with guys and they don't sit there and say, oh, it's okay. They just kind of look at you and be like, well, get good then. And you pick it up and move on.
It's 20 people, you said, in the boat, yeah, isn't it? I mean, do you ever have, I mean, some people might have a bad day, might not be kind of, you know, in the mood for it or feeling a little bit under par, you know, how do you compensate for that?
Hey, if some people have tended to overpush it the night before on a Friday, it's really a good way to flush it out of their system really quickly.
Okay.
But the good thing about the diggers is we don't go there just for a little paddle. So you get a workout, you train really hard. On the Saturdays, we do a little boot camp. Okay. Guillaume from Ignite just punishes us.
Sunday morning, you wake up, you wonder what's happened to you.
How long's a session?
Monday and Wednesday mornings at 6 till 7, and then 8 o'clock till 9:30 at the Jamiru Beach Hotel on Saturdays.
So 6 till 7, I mean, it must be a lovely time of day. I mean, Brandy sees it every morning, but it must be great down there.
Yeah, but we see the sun come up. Brandy sort of sits in here, maybe has a picture of the sun. So,
have you got a radio in the boat? Do you listen to her?
But we send a few texts in, say, Brandy, hey, it was pretty good this morning.
Now, I think step number two has got to be to get Malcolm in the boats.
Maybe that
can be for next year.
I know Malcolm's coming down on Saturday, so we might have to take him for a bit of a tryout.
Yeah.
So once again, if people want more information about you guys and maybe want to kind of sign up to your website again.
Yeah, it's dubai-diggers.com.
And it's all going to be happening this coming Saturday at...
Saturday at 12 o'clock to 4:30.
Yeah.
Down there for the barbecue, trying out the dragon boat. And then from 4:30 onwards, it's... the Desert Collective doing Desert Vibes.
Fantastic. Well, we wish you well, and I think we're going to be getting live reports probably coming in from Macau.
And down there, of course, is down at the Mina Salam. There's a tent down on the beach.
Oh, there's beautiful tent, air cons, food.
Mate. Be a good day. Good day out.
Jobs are good. Okay, you've convinced us.
Thanks so much.
You've pressed gangers into coming along. That's Nick Hando, who's the coach for the Dubai Diggers Dragon Boating Team, and also our very own Brandy Scott, who's looking very toned and fit and fresh and all set to go. I think I'll play you out with that music again. Get rowing, Brandy.
Nice.